Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Millions of Midwesterners are bracing for extreme cold this week. Tomorrow's high temperature is forecast to be minus 14 degrees in Chicago and Minneapolis. But a story now about a group of military rescue operators who seek out sub-zero temperatures as part of their training. The Air Force's Pararescue Command medics jump out of planes and helicopters to rescue injured service members, often behind enemy lines. And in between deployments, many of them are refining their search and rescue techniques in the vast wilderness and bitter cold of Alaska, as Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports.
Hey, good morning. This is Eric from the flight deck here. We are about to take off in the next 5 minutes.
As the exit ramp on the C-130 cargo plane drops open, you can see frosty trees and frozen rivers zooming by down below. This is a training mission for a small group of pararescuers, or PJs, and the flight crew carrying them above Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson near Anchorage. They practice tossing supplies towards drop zone targets. Next out, the humans. Two PJs and their commanding officer step casually into the sub-freezing air like you would into a swimming pool. Eventually, they drift back into view beneath their parachutes for the last leg of the 4,000-foot descent.
So in terms of rescue, this is the place to be.
Major Niall Mansky is an officer in the 212th Rescue Squadron. He and other PJs train to rescue wounded service members from any type of extreme terrain, often while negotiating perilous weather and enemy fire in war zones, which is why, Mansky says, doing rescues in Alaska is such good training.
The missions that we have here in Alaska are as complicated, as difficult, and as life-threatening as they are downrange.
Downrange is military speak for combat zone. Mansky was recently deployed to Iraq and Syria, using many of the same rescue medicine techniques as he employs parachuting from an airplane or dangling off a helicopter to reach injured hikers, stranded snow machiners, or mountainous airplane crashes in Alaska. PJs like Mansky are the specialists of last resort in the state's elaborate web of search and rescue capabilities. In Alaska, they're sent out more than 100 times a year. Knowing when that's what the situation calls for is determined by the Rescue Coordination Center, run out of a modest office on base. There, Lieutenant Colonel Keenan Zirkel is part of a staff of 12 that monitors military and civilian search and rescue emergencies around the clock. His connection with the Rescue Center is personal.
I love it because my brother was pulled off of a mountain by this unit back in 1995 when he was in a plane crash. And this unit went out and saved his life. So it's pretty special for me to get to be part of this and go out and pick up other people that are doing the same thing.
Not every remote medical emergency or search and rescue operation calls for military assets. But the center acts like a brain, a headquarters for centralizing information and figuring out the best thing to do. Because Alaska's so big and the weather's so challenging, Zirkel says the rescue center personnel get a lot of practice that ends up benefiting operations in conflict zones and natural disasters.
We're used to flying in the dark. We're used to flying over mountains. We're used to flying in snowstorms. We're used to being out of gas. We're used to somebody bleeding in the back. We get exposed to these stressors.
By its own count, during the last 2 decades, the Rescue Coordination Center under the Alaska National Guard has saved around 2,400 lives. For Here and Now, I'm Zachariah Hughes in Anchorage.